This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and Skype username that allow you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Starting out with a story from the Foundation for Economic Education about those refugees. You remember hearing about the refugees? There have been several different iterations of batches of refugees coming into the United States. There was the Syrian refugees was the more recent controversial batch.
Yeah, that's the ones that folks are worried about in Europe.
The idea here being, well, the people worried in the United States because some of them were coming here, as I recall.
It's true.
And people are very worried about all these people trying to escape tyrannical governments from around the globe and coming here because of a fear.
My favorite is the Cubans, because
people are afraid of the Cubans, or Cubans who are afraid of other refugees?
No, my favorite is sort of the refugee stories of the Cubans.
Okay.
As a Cuban, you can come to the United States to get away from the Cuban regime over there, but then we send the Coast Guard out to stop you from doing it.
Well, right. If you can get to the United States and put your foot on the shore, right, then you're okay if you're a Cuban. But if you don't quite make it to put your feet down, then
it's a weird sort of game.
They can stop you.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Either say no or yes. One of the two.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here and answer Mark's question, why would they play that little game? 855-450-FREE, because they're playing with people's lives. 855-450-3733. I mean, just think about what would happen if you tried to escape from a tyrannical regime, like the Castro regime, and then the people, the government people who were in the country that you were trying to escape to, capture you and bring you back to the tyrannical regime. How's that going to go for you?
Not well.
No, I don't imagine it's going to go real well at all. You'll probably be called some sort of a traitor.
I don't think you were actually brought back to Cuba. I think you were sent to Haiti or something.
Oh, okay. That's news to me.
Yeah, really delightful place.
So you can join us here again, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So the story here from Foundation for Economic Education, a recent survey of refugees living in Colorado provides new evidence of their integration and contributions to American society and the economy. The report finds that after 4 years of life in the United States, 75% of refugees were, quote, highly integrated, unquote. And 9 out of 10 have been working for more than 30 hours per week.
That's a pretty good number.
That's a huge number.
That's what I want for my refugees. I want them working that many, 30 plus hours a week, maybe more than that, and to be highly integrated.
In light of recent scrutiny of the refugee programs, recognizing the contribution of refugees and their positive integration outcomes is critical to determining admissions numbers moving forward. The Colorado survey studied nearly all Burmese, Bhutanese, Somali, and Iraqi refugees that arrived between January of 2011 and March of 2012. Colorado State Refuge Coordinator Kit Tainer said that these refugees are integrating, they're finding jobs with higher wages, and they're able to do things like move from a rented apartment into a home.
His last name is Tainter?
Tainter. T-A-I-N-T-O-R.
Maybe you could have named him Ken. Ken Tainter.
Additionally, the survey detailed that just 5% of refugees remain in the low integration range after 4 years in the United States. Researchers posited that this group primarily consists of stay-at-home mothers and refugees over 55 years old, because stay-at-home mothers lack the social interactions found in school or employment, and older individuals have a harder time learning a new language and finding permanent work.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons that I believe that social welfare programs, if they exist, should be integrated with work, because work is what causes people to integrate into a society, when they've got to get out there and deal with other folks and do business and that sort of thing.
And it's also something that helps the rest of society understand these folks. You know, if you're coming to work and there's people there from another country, you're forced to interact with those people and realize, hey, guess what? They're human beings just like you. Yeah, they've got feelings and families and things that are important to them.
Took us a long time to figure that out with the Irish, but we did.
Wait, aren't you part Irish?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know as well as I do that there's a great deal of dislike for the Irish in the last turn of the century.
Researchers, again, say it was stay-at-home mothers who are the small percentage of people who aren't integrated. Despite these groups, 3/4 of refugees surveyed were rated highly integrated within 4 years. 6 in 10 refugees are fluent in English, and 9 out of 10 are working more than 30 hours per week. And they've got a chart about people's work progress. It started at about 60% in year one. That was the percentage of refugees working more than 30 hours a week.
Uh-huh.
By year two, it had already jumped up to 80%. And then by year four, 90%. So a tremendous amount of, people are putting in effort here. It's obvious that they appreciate the opportunities that they're surrounded with.
Oftentimes we're told that people want to, get over here, so that's essentially the end of the race. Then they get on whatever social welfare program there is, and they don't work again. And it just doesn't seem like that's the case.
Let's talk to Larry. He's in Indianapolis. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, we'll tell you a little bit more about some of the refugees and what they're up to. But first, we've got Larry. Go ahead, Larry. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, boys?
Larry, good. Go ahead.
I've been calling you guys for many years, you know?
Yes,
right,
sir.
Right from the volcano WIBC. Hey, the arbitrary way that they allow Cubans and also Haitians to immigrate to America, what happens is if you're a white Cuban, right, and you make it to the United States, then you get received. If you're black, you know there's a lot of black Cubans, right?
There are a lot, yeah.
If you try that stunt, they will deport you whether you make it in or not. And if you're Haitian, don't try it because they're going to tow your boat right back to your harbor. So it's a sick thing to say, Mark and Ian, but that's the truth. You can check the statistics. If you're from Cuba and you're white, sure, come on to Miami. But if you're a colored person, don't try it, because we're going to take you right on back over there.
Larry, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Tim in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Tim?
Hey, I've seen a documentary recently when they started talking about Donald Trump and Build the Wall. They referenced that to the people that was getting over here from Cuba. And the government has some type of an agreement with the Cubans that if they hit the land, they get a visa and they get enough to live on cash when they walk out of this place down there to live 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, that's basically what happens with refugees generally. So if the idea is
just like,
These are international agreements, and yeah. I'm not going to say I agree with them, but I can understand where they came from. If something terrible happened in the United States, you'd probably want to be able to flee to some other country and have some kind of care given to you for a small period of time while you got it on your feet, right?
I agree with that to a certain point, but I could be the greatest swimmer in the world and swim from here to Scotland. And when I hit the shore, if I don't have a visa or a passport, guess where I'm going back to?
Well, it would depend on whether or not you could make the claim that you are a political refugee, that returning to the United States would somehow be deadly for you. And that's sort of what the refugee status is about. Some people will attempt the economic refugee thing, and so far that really hasn't worked in the United States. Because I would say most of the people who are coming from Mexico and Central America are, in fact, economic refugees.
And I agree with you to a certain point on that. I mean, how many more people do we take into the United States before we finally have to say, like everyone else, politically correct, when do we stop?
I've got a plan for it.
Is it going to take the Mexican, the ISIS, to pay the Mexican cartel to sneak a dirty bomb across our border and detonate it in the port of Houston, and 1.5 million people get killed before
Tim, you've got big questions here. I want to make sure we have a chance to address them, so stand by, if you will. I'd like to continue the conversation with you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Tim says, when do the United States, when do you stop letting people in? It's Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here talking about refugees. Turns out, according to a story just published this week at FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, that after 4 years, they looked at several groups of immigrants, 75% highly integrated, 9 out of 10 working for more than 30 hours per week. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're getting a business off the ground or you're already, you know, smooth sailing, at some point you're going to need some more business cards. Or you're going to need some business cards because they still work, even in this digital day and age.
It's true.
I got to say, I've never used a phone to transfer some sort of digital business card. I know those things exist. I wouldn't know step number one about how
they
to go
about
it.
They haven't made it work yet.
Yeah, how to go about doing it. But a piece of cardboard that you can put in somebody's hand that looks pretty, then I like that. Business cards work. Go to Vistaprint.com, and you can use code FTL at checkout to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Good luck finding a deal that good out there, plus one that guarantees you'll love your product every time, or they'll make it right. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more of your card. They've got thousands of industry-specific designs and templates. You can upload your logo or upload an entire design. It is up to you. And their card designing software is so easy to use, right there integrated into their website. So go ahead and give it a try. And if you need postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations, they can do all of that as well. Go to Vistaprint.com. And don't forget to use code FTL at checkout and get those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com with code FTL. As we go back to Tim in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC FM. Now, Tim, you had mentioned you had a couple questions. One of those questions was, when do we stop? And you're talking about, I presume, the U.S. federal government, because I don't want to stop letting peaceful people come here and make a better life for themselves. I want to see more people coming in here who can add capability and, you know, add entrepreneurial spirit and new businesses to this country. Why wouldn't you want that?
I have a heart, too, and I agree with that 100%. But we're not properly vetting these people.
You're not vetting? Is that what you said?
They're not properly vetting these people. I can't remember what was on. I think it was Tony Katz that was telling me that some of these refugees, there's four of them now that's in the state of Indiana or up in the northern Michigan area that have come in and they found out that they have TB. And they got in here without being, medically checked. That's a third world country type of infection that, you know, we fought years to get rid of. And
I don't think TB's been gotten rid of, but there are some concerns with sort of drug resistant tuberculosis, but most of that's correct. Coming from countries that have better medical care than a lot of the places these refugees are coming from. I'll agree with you that the government is inefficient. I'm 100%. They're an inefficient organization. But if you let's go through sort of a litany here. Would you agree that corporate welfare significantly outweighs human type welfare?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely true. Would you agree that if you drive through Montana that you can hit the seek button on your radio and you can, that it'll loop through the FM dial and you don't find a single radio station in some places, that the United States has a lot of room in some states, that there's a great deal of area for people to come?
Yes, but also have to look at, we put someone in office like Hillary Clinton, you ain't going to have to worry about that because she's going to go after free speech. I heard Mark Levin yesterday. It shouldn't have taken them 24 hours to come out and say something about what happened there with Donald Trump in San Jose.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now. What happened with Donald Trump? What's this have to do with immigration?
Well, Mexicans burning American flags.
Yeah, there was all kinds of protests.
I had a friend, the friend of mine burned an American flag the other day. His name's Ademo. He's a white guy with copblock.org. And what's wrong with that? I mean, it's just it's a method of protest.
I just don't agree with that.
Okay, it's fine.
That's part of what a lot of people died for that flag.
Well, didn't they die for the freedom to be able to burn the flag, those people?
No, I don't think that's the. I don't think that was the reason behind that.
So you don't think that the soldiers fight for freedoms?
They fight for freedom, but they fight for the flag to be placed in a place where we can see it and we respect it, and we respect what's behind that flag. Do you not respect what's behind that flag?
I don't know what is behind that flag besides blood and violence and murder.
Our country. You're going to have that anywhere.
Well, is it Obama? Because, like, he's the one the flag's behind when he takes the picture. This is the thing that, like, to me, what the flag is a veil that politicians hide behind. And they could do whatever they want as long as they're hiding behind that flag.
Mm.
Because we're all taught from kindergarten on up that we pledge allegiance. I mean, they take six-year-olds and they have them make a loyalty oath to a government, which is obviously some kind of brainwashing because no six-year-old can make that decision.
Isn't that kind of creepy to you, Tim?
Well, you know, you have to put a good understanding behind it. It's what you mean it to be. I mean,
this is socialist brainwashing, though. Are you in favor of socialism?
We're intelligent people here talking right now.
Good, I'm glad.
We know what's right and what's wrong.
Tell me, is socialism right?
That flag, it's not the flag that causes the problem. It's the people behind the flag that cause the problem. That's just like I could say, you know, if you really want, you know, was Osama bin Laden stupid or was he smart? No, he was smart.
Smart guy, sure.
Instead of going after the government, which he knew, if he wiped out all the Congress, we put honest people back in there, and the United States would probably be a wonderful place to live.
Right, all those honest politicians. They're just waiting in the wings to get in there in D.C., but they just can't pull it off. Hey, Tim, so you
go after the Pentagon. I will point out that...
Hey, Tim, I want to know, do you support socialist brainwashing?
No.
No. Did you know that the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a socialist, a Nazi, a National Socialist? Yeah, you knew that. So you oppose the Pledge of Allegiance, then?
No, I oppose it.
Do you?
No, I don't oppose the Pledge of Allegiance.
I thought you were against socialist brainwashing.
I am against socialist brainwashing, but
except when it's the Pledge of Allegiance.
Here's where we go again. It's what's all behind right. And
socialist brainwashing.
It's what you put to it.
Oh, I see. So the intentions of the author don't really matter. It's just
but that's kind of hold on. That's kind of what's going on with the burning of the flag at the Trump protest. It's not what you think it is. It's what they think it is.
Sure.
And there's been violence at Trump rallies, too, where some dude, you know, like Max smacks the hell out of some protester who's leaving.
Yeah, that's happened.
And I'm not saying that any of this is right or any of this is wrong. What I'm saying is this is one of the craziest elections. I think this is the craziest election of our lifetimes. And that we've got the choice between a giant douche and a crap sandwich.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. We can have it with you as well if you'd like to jump in here. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be about flag burning or refugees. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to reach out to us that way, then please do. You as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Imagine if there was a pledge like that, Mark, that young people had to say. Not that I support making young people say anything, but in the schemes of things that young people have to say, I'd rather they not be indoctrinated by socialists. Francis Bellamy was his name, the guy who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, you said he was a Nazi. I don't think that's entirely fair. He was certainly
Christian socialist.
He was
okay,
a national
whatever.
Socialist, Christian socialist, and certainly the National Socialist Party in Germany became the Nazis, but Hitler wasn't a very good National Socialist.
So governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learn don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the statist paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, we'll start up with Tim in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Tim.
How you doing, guys?
Good What's show. On your mind today? Thanks.
Well, you were talking about burning the flag earlier. You are right. That's why those guys fought, those people fought and went for the country and I mean, it is what it is. If you want to burn a flag, you got the right to do that. They proved that it wasn't against the law to do it, so you can do it.
But I totally agree.
But on the other hand, there is a more little problem with that. I mean, if you're not back in your country and you're flying a Mexican flag, I don't know, man. I mean, you guys tell me. I just think that...
Oh, I would support burning the Mexican flag, too. I think that all state flags should be burned because the state is an evil concept and it needs to be abolished.
But I'm anti-government as much as you can be. But what do you feel the government's role is? Do you think it's military only?
I would prefer the government not exist and we have human interactions all be consensual. So I would like to get rid of coercion that is institutionalized, and that is basically what the government or the state, if you will, is to me.
I will concur with you if you're going to have a federal government, that the federal government's role is probably best described as a military role, that the civil government should probably be administered on the state level. I'd like to see the Interstate Commerce Clause, if it's going to be used, to just make the states sort of work together rather than this huge expansionist federal government that we've got because of the Interstate Commerce Clause and because of the expand all over the place because of a couple of sentences in the Constitution.
But don't you feel internationally you're going to have some type of federal government that really has some type of control? And I'm not saying control over the people.
What I've seen nationally is a federal government that goes around the world starting trouble. One of the reasons that the previous caller said, hey, you know, what's going to happen when an ISIS pays the Mexican cartels to drop a dirty bomb in Houston? Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know why it happened. I know it's because the United States federal government just loves to go and mess with people's lives. And
that's why we put guns in the Mexicans' hands down there in the cartels' hands.
Federal government arming the cartels.
You go, Brumsfield was the first one to sell Iraq weapons. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, you're right. But as far as the flag burning thing, if you're American, I mean, I just feel it. And I'm sorry, I wasn't a vet. I couldn't get in, had bad knees. But I'm just telling
you, hear that.
I really felt when I see him burning the flag and flying Mexican flag, it kind of takes something out of me. I mean, there's some pride there. I mean, you know, I mean, what would have happened if I was walking down the street and somebody would hit me with a bag of rocks at a rally for Trump? You know, you can't take your gun into the Trump rally. They search you down. I mean, they bat you down when you go through there. I went to the Trump rallies. I went to a couple different rallies. I'm not saying Trump is the answer, but if you want the same old crap we've been getting, I mean, these guys have been lifelong politicians. I mean, she turned her political career into a 200 some odd million dollar charity that they have.
Yet, I want to make it clear, we're not taking any kind of pro or anti Trump position here. I'm anti all these politicians. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't want them ruling my life. I don't want them. I don't want Trump or any of these guys telling me how to live. And I think that anyone attacking another human being for going to a political rally is an outrage. And they, you know,
it seems to get ramped up. So here's the problem. All right. So there was some violence on the Trump side, and Trump basically endorsed it. Some violence coming back on the other side.
That's what violence does.
The last person, the last group of people you want to be violent towards in the United States is white, you know, older white guys, right? Because they're packing heat, and it's going to turn around, and then this stuff is just going to get worse and worse as time goes by. I hope it doesn't, but that's what it's looking like.
Well, but as Tim pointed out, you can't be packing heat if you're inside the rally because the Secret Service.
These guys are going to go there to the rally. They're going to stand there and say, "Hey, let's burn a few Mexican flags while we're here," and they're going to burn a few Mexican flags. Somebody's going to do something dumb. Bullets are going to start flying.
But you know, the Second Amendment. The whole thing with that is, well, the government's going to protect you. Well, I saw those people yesterday not protect.
Sure, they have
of course.
The government can't protect you. The government isn't even responsible for protecting you.
And that's why I believe in the Second Amendment.
San Jose, San Diego?
Yeah, we had the same problem in Indianapolis. But they didn't start throwing punches. They started spitting, throwing things at people. And the cops, I'm telling you what, the state police and the county cops here in Indianapolis, they kept control of it. They really did. But when you got away from the rally, they started throwing stuff. One guy got his car window broken out of, but they didn't want to hear that on TV. And that's, I mean, I guess that's the risk of going. But if you're relying on the police to protect you, I mean, I didn't even got
caught. You're a fool.
You're just,
Look, the fact is, for people who still have this mythological belief about the police being protectors, they may, if they have the opportunity, protect you. I'm not going to say they wouldn't, but sometimes they don't show up, and they have no obligation to show up. If you call them and they don't show up, you can't sue them for not showing up, because according to the Supreme Court, and there have been multiple rulings where this has happened, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that there's no obligation to protect whatsoever, not just by the police, but there's really no obligation for the most part for any government agency to do anything for you. But there certainly have been explicit rulings that have made it very clear that the police have no obligation to provide you with any level of service, no investigations, no protection. Anything they do for you is just because it might look good for them. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tim. I appreciate it. And he's right. You know, you are taking your own risk going to some of these political rallies. And it's a shame that it has to be a risky endeavor to go to a political rally. I mean, I tend to find these things to be detestable, and I wouldn't want to go to one just in general, but I think you should be free to go to one without having to worry about your windows being smashed or some thug attacking you when you get out.
Right. You never know why somebody's going to a political rally, for one. You never know why they're doing anything.
They could
be
opposing the person that they're going to. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
A friend of mine posted to his Facebook page recently. He was just on an airplane flight. He saw the guy next to him reading a Mein Kampf. He was reading the book Mein Kampf. Now, you could draw whatever he took a picture of it, and you can draw whatever conclusion you want to draw from the fact that this guy was reading it. I mean, I've never read it.
He could be reading
it. But I've read parts of it. Does that make me a Nazi?
No, of course not. You could be reading it just so you know what the other side says.
I've read Mao's Little Red Book. I can assure you I'm no commie.
Toll-free number tonight
boring.
Allows you to join us, and that number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We can tell you more about the integration of refugees in the United States. There's a study that's been done of some somewhat recent refugees, been here about 4 years. We'll tell you more about them. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Trump rallies where there are physical attacks going on against the people who are there. That's pretty sad. Also, burning flags, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you got a flag, I say set it ablaze. I don't care what country it is.
You.
The more countries flags we can set on fire, the better. Let's have a whole flag funeral pyre while we're at it. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to get right back into your phone calls and thoughts more on refugees when we get a chance. But, of course, your calls come first here. By the way, if you want to support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here, then please go shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Amazon UK, Canada, US, whichever Amazon's right for you, and then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Otherwise, it all goes to Amazon, so you might as well go through our link because you're going to pay the same price anyway. You're getting the same great deals. It's just Amazon cuts us some of their profits when you go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, let's talk first to Shane, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hey, Shane.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, great. Yeah, you had cited a poll or a study about 9 of 10 immigrants, you know, being assimilated after 4 years. And while those results to me are great, my question and issue is, at what cost were they assimilated? Because whether anyone wants to admit it or not, these aren't, you know, brain surgeons and doctors wading across the Rio Grande.
But we keep them out, too. You're aware of that, right? Yeah.
Sure. But the problem is, especially on the southern border, is, you know, many of them are unskilled laborers. You know, they don't know English. So at what cost does it take to assimilate them into the country? And really get, you know, participating in the labor force. And you mentioned, well, yeah, there's all this land in Montana, but that's not where they're going. They're going to urban communities, they're going to cities, and they're taking, you know, the construction jobs, the painting crews, you know, and this actually hits home.
So you're saying you can do construction jobs, painting crews, maybe even wash some dishes without having a great command of the English language?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can. Sure.
6 out of 10 of these refugees, by the way, you said immigrants. These are specifically refugees, the study we're citing here tonight.
Right.
6 out of 10 are fluent in English after 4 years. That's pretty good.
Probably.
And, you know, that's great. But that isn't even after 4 years. I mean, that still costs money. And my issue is, I think.
Who's it cost money to? Who's it cost money to? Where are we talking about?
It'll cost money to everyone, the taxpayers.
No, not really. You can go online and find all manner of different methods to learn languages that probably cost you next to nothing.
I'm semi-fluent in Spanish, and it's never cost a Spaniard anything.
True. So you think all the immigrants and refugees are getting online and learn English themselves? Then.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to English as second language classes. If somebody's offering it for free, then
maybe
you go.
Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but we all know nothing for free.
Look, it sounds to me like your problem is with welfare, dude. And if that's the case, I'm with you. I understand that welfare, it sucks. It's forced wealth redistribution. And there's plenty of people that were born here in America who are on welfare, I'd like to point out. The problem is the welfare system. Wouldn't you agree? The problem is the fact that the government is stealing money from people like you and then giving it to whatever politically connected groups they think is worth giving that money to. Isn't that the problem here?
Yeah, we see the same. We're on the same page there. But I just feel like everyone needs to take a step back and say, hey, you don't have it's not a right to come here. It's a privilege, you know? So what I would like to see, personally,
What if I want to give them access to the privilege of living on my land? Don't they then have a right to exercise that privilege?
Right. What if I want a refugee to live in my house? Do I have a right to allow them to come here? Or is that a privilege?
That's assuming that you think that you own your property, which...
Right. Absolutely. Right,
you know.
Absolutely, because it's one big socialist United States of America where they tell everybody what they can do on their property. And all I'm trying to say is, sir, you should be allowed to let anybody come to your property if you wish. I wish to give you a bit more freedom.
Right. Well, I mean, as far as, owning your property, we're thinking on the same lines here. But I would just like to see the government, if they are going to really, enforce and control, kind of the borders, let's set up some standards. Like, what do you have to offer? What skills, trades?
They're already doing this crap. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's already this thing where they're restricting the amount of people that can come from different countries, and then they restrict the types of people that can come here.
Sure.
Like, who knows what? So there's already a bunch of bureaucrats who've arbitrarily decided the things that you're talking about. And, one of the things that you said there was that presuming they're going to control the borders. Well, they can't. It's the government. They can't do anything right. I mean, it's the same group of people that thinks they can keep drugs out of here, and yet they have drug problems within their own prisons. So the idea that you think that, that anybody thinks for a moment that this incompetent bunch of bureaucrats is going to be able to keep people out of here is just fooling themselves. As long as the United States remains a relatively economically strong place in the world with relative freedom, and the reason I'm saying this is because the U.S. has been dropping year after year on the economic freedom rankings around the world, but as long as it still remains, in the top 50, it's likely going to attract people here who are in the bottom 150 countries. And so those people are going to want to come here unless the United States becomes a total police state and economically impoverished, and then they won't have any reason to come here. Shane, good conversation. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So if that's what you want, if you really want to keep immigrants out, no amount of walls and, men at the border is going to solve the problem for you.
You would have those walls and those men at the border and those men roving inside the United States.
Well, inside, that's what I'm saying. Inside
the
United
police
States. If you have it inside the United States to the extent where everybody's hassled every single day by a police state, shakedowns, checkpoints everywhere, stopping you on your way to work just to make sure you don't have an immigrant in that car there.
Could be in your trunk.
What's your citizenship now, sir? They already have these checkpoints. They're mostly around the southern and northern borders, like within about 100 miles, but there's not really any limitation. That's just where they happen to be placed. So these things do exist, but if they ramped them up times 10, that would probably dissuade some people from coming here. It would also make a lot of people want to get the hell out of here.
Living here suck.
Yeah.
So I've proposed in the past, and I'm going to propose it again right now, the blue card. Rather than a green card, we have a blue card. Blue card's issued to anybody who wants to come to the United States. I don't care if you're a doctor or a gardener. The only criteria is you don't get any welfare. You're not going to get any kind of government assistance whatever. But you can come here and you can build a better life for yourself like all of our immigrant grandparents and great-grandparents did in this country. Because that was what the policy was, and that is what resulted in this great country. So, fine. If everybody's got a problem with immigrants coming here and living off of it, let's solve that problem.
Let's go to James. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, James.
That's me, Jim Riley. Yes, I got to thinking, I talked about this to someone a while back, that it would be nice if we had an enterprise zone between our borders where entrepreneurs on both sides got together and created economic opportunities for people to keep them from wanting to go across the border into our country. I think it'd
be better. Call the enterprise zone Detroit.
What is that?
Let's call the enterprise zone Detroit. I mean, for God's sakes, there are cities in this country
where well off, aren't they?
Detroit? Detroit's in pretty bad shape. And
yeah, I forgot. They got bobcats running around, and yeah.
People have goats in their yards.
Yes, sir.
Wait, yeah, the bobcats are taking back over in Detroit?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, don't we already have that? I mean, it just isn't working. I mean, you know, you got the plants on both sides of the river there.
I'm talking
about Detroit?
Yeah, you're talking about the car plants and all that. They got one in Windsor and that in Canada.
Yeah, they got car plants there, sure.
Yeah, well, we already got something like that. It's just the center of the town decayed, you know. Like I said, it's full of bobcats and, you know, things like that.
All I'm saying is if you want to do an enterprise zone, you can, rather than building an enterprise zone, you can go ahead and use one of these places that already have buildings that no one's living in and let folks go there.
Yeah, they're gentrifying the downtown, as a matter of fact. There's artists and people like that going in there, and there's people selling their produce from all these vacant lots, you know.
Where? Detroit?
Oh, yeah, it's the biggest urban farm in the world.
That's true.
James, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tatera on the line from Skype, listening in Minnesota. Hey, Tatera.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I used to be a flatbed driver in the Army, serving Iraq for a little while. And I was noticing some habits I picked up there that, you know, I still keep around. Mainly, I'd always check for danger in certain areas as I'm driving by them. And I think the reason that one has stuck around so much is there's people kind of reinforcing that habit. And I'm sure you can guess what kind of people I see in those spots hiding out to ambush people.
I've got to hear more about this.
Stand by, Tara. We'll bring you back for driving in Iraq and some of the things that he has stuck with him since he was a flatbed driver out there. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what's on your mind. More refugee talk on the way on Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.